Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I want us to talk about telling truth. Isn't that what we want our children to do? We want our kids to be truth tellers. Well, listen to this text from Proverbs 19:13. A foolish child is a father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife is like the constant dripping of a leaky roof. You know, water in single drops coming through a leaky roof is not only harmful, it's just a plain waste of energy. We've got ways in which we can keep things dry. But, you know, we've had this constant drip and constant leaking in one of the buildings at church. It's like it was never really right. And so we've constantly struggled with it. You know, nagging is like that. It's slow. It's constant dripping of short, unhappy barbs and arrows we throw at one another. Then, you know what? After a period of time, it can wear out the love of a relationship as dripping water can erode even stone. I remember as a kid, a fella that had been stationed in the Seabees had been in Antarctica, and he brought me home a rock, I still have it, where a slow drip of water over the course of thousands of years had left a hole in this rock. But the water image also suggests how critique should work in a marriage and in family. As friends, spouses have to constructively challenge one another, but don't be dripping your criticism and painful little jabs because inevitably they will become the last straw. Take time, sit down, and identify the problem, the behavior, instead of attacking character. You see, when we propose practical ways to change, then what happens is we can often express love and encouragement while we're trying to correct. But you know, what I've discovered is sarcasm is the easier jab. It's the easier attack. Friend, if you're married, do you and your spouse mutually give permission to lovingly tell each other the truth about your flaws, or do you swap taking jabs and barbs at one another? Lord, today, would you give us the ability to speak truth, but in love? Would you allow us to speak to our children in truth rather than love? While many of us feel like we have the gift of sarcasm, would you allow us to speak truth, but would you give us gracious speech? Lord, let your people, let our communities, our marriages, and our families be places where in love and wisdom we encourage one another daily, unless we be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin and needless chatter. My friend, let me read that scripture to you one more time. A foolish child is a father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife is like the constant dripping of a leaking roof. My friend, that's true for every man, every woman, every child, and every parent. Let us be people who speak truth in love. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.